The 2013 Borders Diversity Conference happening right now over in Creveling Lounge is a celebration of learning more about others and more about ourselves. As the discussion of gay marriage continues in Washington, coming out still takes a lot of courage. One of the participating writers on the Borders of Diversity Conference's creative writing panel this afternoon is going to be Alex Fong. Alex is an English major here at PCC. He'll be transferring to Cal State LA this fall, and he has just had some exciting firsts in his journey as a writer. We talked about his experiences. Alex, I understand that last year you gave a presentation at Borders of Diversity. Would you tell me about the presentation you gave and your experiences?
The presentation was really interesting. I did a gender and sexuality paper from a paper I did at another university. The embarrassing thing was that I was talking too fast during the presentation and no one had no idea what I was talking about.
That's awfully easy to do when you have a lot of info to get out there.
Yes, exactly.
What would you like people to know about gender and sexuality when you gave your presentation, or this year, as a matter of fact?
I would like people to appreciate the diversity in this world because people that are different really make the world unique.
And what's been your own experience in this area?
I myself am a gay man. I came out 2 years ago. And one time I even ran for homecoming queen at PCC, and people were actually really accepting of that. So I found that wonderful.
I think that's very cool, by the way. Tell me about the experience of running for homecoming queen.
That was really fun because I took the initiative to actually stand up for myself, and I proved that I can do almost the impossible. And even though I lost to Amelia Mitchell, I felt like an honor just to be a nominee.
That is excellent. What will you do in the future to increase people's awareness that, come on, being gay, it just means that you're born this way and it's like being left-handed or right-handed?
I feel that I would continue writing about gender roles and stuff like that. And eventually, hopefully I could get published somewhere and people will know more about gender issues.
Tell me also, please, about the panel in which you're going to be participating this year, the creative writing panel.
The creative writing panel will be kind of like a poetry reading. I will be presenting a poem or two, probably. I'm not exactly sure what will happen, but Professor McKay told me it might be an intimate event, and I hope it will be.
Would you share with me any of the verses that you might be sharing in poetry?
I may present the poem that I got published in the Inscape magazine, The Ballad of Benjamin Button, since I wrote it myself. I also might be willing to read on Devin Bell's poem, Los Angeles, which is a really interesting poem, and it also correlates with my English 1C class, which is about the study of Los Angeles.
What would you want to say to anyone this year about creative writing, about being more accepting, especially as we see Proposition 8 come up to the Supreme Court?
I feel that writing has no boundaries because anything can be put down on paper. So if you at least get your ideas written, it will hopefully change the world because there's the quote that says that the pen is mightier than the sword, and it is really true because written language can change people's lives forever.
As a gay writer, what's been your best experience so far, and what do you think has been your biggest challenge?
My best experience would be getting published in both Blue Nile magazine and Inscape magazine. The biggest challenge is actually getting my name out there because it took a while for me to get published in Inscape. In fact, when I first started at PCC, I couldn't get into the magazine the first time, but I joined the staff, learned more about the creative writing process, and finally got in, so that was pretty amazing.
Tell me about what you learned about your writing as that was happening. How did you change your writing to get into Inscape?
I changed my writing by trying to defy the odds. And what I mean by that is that I took something that was unconventional and made it written in terms of language, because I used to write poetry that was all lovey-dovey, and people don't really like that anymore because love is very trite topic nowadays. So the fact that I was able to write a poem about life and the beauty of it in The Ballad of Benjamin Button proves that I can do something that was more original and more unique.
What are some of your observations about life in your poem?
My observations about life is that in the poem, the last words were that life is just curious, like the curious case of Benjamin Button. And I ultimately realized that life is the ultimate work of art, because when you live, because we are essentially the artists of our own lives, and it's up to us to decide if we want a beautiful life or one that's very plain and boring.
I love that. With your life ahead of you like a canvas, what do you want your work of art to be like?
I want to be able to touch people's lives because I hope that my writing will inspire people to help change the world. Not exactly change the world entirely, but at least help people realize their goals and actually live a life with passion and excitement.
Suppose it's 5 years from now. You've gone off to Cal State LA, you've graduated. What do you see yourself doing in terms of writing and changing the world in your sense?
I hope to be able to become either a journalist, maybe, or at least just a person who just loves to read and write. And if I do get published in terms of an actual book or something like that, that would be simply amazing because not a lot of people can write beautiful essays or beautiful sentences. And the fact that people at PCC recognize my artistic and writing talents makes me feel like a very special person.
And finally, what are you most looking forward to for your Borders of Diversity Creative Writing Panel for this year?
I hope that it will just be a really fun experience and that we get to explore new ideas in terms of writing and that we are able to think more creatively about what can be written instead of the usual boring topics that get boring over time.
Like not writing about love, like you said before, not being trite.
Yeah, not being trite. Be more original, be more creative.
What time's the writers panel in Borders of Diversity?
5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m.
And Alex shared a final thought.
I would like people to know that even though Christianity believes that homosexuality is a sin, I believe that homosexuality has been created for a reason by God. And even though I myself am not really that religious, I do believe that God is loving since I have Christian friends that believe in that. And I hope people realize that there's a reason for everything. So homosexuality might have been created to serve a very special purpose and we don't know that what it is yet.
Thank you very much for your time today, Alex.
You're welcome.